Steve, it's 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And with us is Sporting Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
We're 1 week away from the election. It seems like this campaign's gone for about 7 years or so, but we're getting close to the crunch time here. And it looks like it's just going to be a toss-up, doesn't it?
I mean, you know, I would at this point support a rule that says you can't start a campaign more than, you know, like one calendar year away from election day, because it does seem like this has just gone on for literal years at this point. But you're right. It is. We're in the home stretch. We only have 7 more days to go. We'll wake up a week from today and everybody will, you know, go to the polls, and then we'll, you know, begin the long wait to see what the results actually are. Some people are not waiting to go to the polls, though, because as of today, nationwide, voters have returned a total of 46,219,035 advance ballots for the election. That is a huge number of people who have voted early and gone ahead and gotten their ballot cast. That early voting is still going on, you know, in many states. So that's not, you know, that number's only going to grow.
I voted last week. My wife has not voted yet, so we don't know when we're going to get her over there, but yeah, a lot of people voting early. Now, you say 46 million. What is the total electorate? You think 130, something like that, million? Is that about it?
That's a good question. I don't have the total number in front of me. I'm not sure what it is, but that's, you know, if that's correct, I mean, that's a huge amount of people to have already cast ballots. And this, I mean, interest in this race has just been, I don't know if it's an all-time high, but it's got to be way up there. And at this point, you know, there's been, you know, polling that has, we've seen the polls over the last several weeks getting tighter and tighter. You know, a point here, a couple of points there, you know, closing the gap between the two. And the gap wasn't very big to start with, but it has already started to close. And I know at this point, like this morning, the Times had a polling average of the most recent polling done. And it shows her leading by less than a percentage point, just in an average of the polling that's, you know, the most recent. It's razor thin.
What does that favor? If early voting, would that favor one party over the other? I don't know about that.
Well, usually that's the kind of the rule of thumb is that, you know, Democrats vote early and, you know, Republicans vote the day of. However, some of these states that actually give that, some states actually give that information. You know, this is how many Democrats have voted, this is how many Republicans have voted. The Republican number has been higher this year than it traditionally is. So it's not just a, you know, kind of a lopsided one way or the other. It seems like people from both parties have gotten out early to go ahead and cast their votes, you know, which, you know, everybody go vote, you know, regardless of what your, you know, political affiliation is, make your voice heard. And that's the whole point.
I just have this feeling that I'm going to come in here Wednesday morning after the election and we're not going to have a winner. And I have a feeling we're going to go through some rigmarole and wind up. It should wind up in the House of Representatives. I know that it wound up in the Supreme Court, but it should, if that comes down to it, doesn't it go to the House of Representatives? I think it does.
I mean, if it gets to that point, there is a way, but yeah, you know, it is going to take a while. And I do think, I always take the opportunity to remind people, states count votes in different ways. Yeah. It is not nefarious if somebody doesn't, you know, has a delay in their vote counting, because like states like, you know, Pennsylvania, they don't count votes until election day. They don't count them early. Some states go ahead and get a jump on it early, and, you know, they've got, you know, information to kind of know where things are going. Some states don't, which is why you're going to have some that have, you know, it takes a lot longer to actually get their ballots. And, you know, to say nothing of absentee, or like what the mail-in ballot deadline is as far as, you know, like overseas voting from, you know, military troops. I mean, these are all votes that still have to be counted.
All right. Tanya, thanks for being with us, and we always appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers helping us out. Everybody says it looks like a toss-up right now. The polls are all showing just neck and neck. One may be ahead of percentage, the other one not, but the margin of error is usually about 3%, so what does that tell you? All right, 8:18 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we do have basketball tonight. We got hoops action in Lawrence and Manhattan. Exhibition games tonight. Start out in the Manhattan. Kansas State hosting Fort Hays State in an exhibition game for men's basketball. K-State has won 29 straight exhibition games on home court in Bramlage. Fort Hays State, a team that made the national tournament last year in Division II. Wildcats and the Tigers. Live coverage of K-State men's basketball begins at 6 o'clock this evening. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight in Manhattan. Listen on your radio home for K-State basketball, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And over in Lawrence, we have hoops tonight. The number one ranked team in the nation, Kansas, hosting Washburn in an exhibition game, the second and final exhibition game for the Jayhawks, warming up for the season. Washburn's head coach is Brett Ballard, player and a coach at KU. Jayhawks have won 55 straight exhibition games on home court in Allen Fieldhouse. The Jayhawks and the Ichabods, that'll tip off at 7 o'clock tonight in Lawrence. Baseball last night, Game 3 of the World Series, Major League Baseball presenting one of its really big-time awards, the Roberto Clemente Award for Philanthropy, and the great Salvador Perez of the Kansas City Royals, the recipient.
Kansas City Royals catcher Salvador Perez has won Major League Baseball's Roberto Clemente Award, given to the player who best exemplifies the humanitarian Roberto Clemente was. The first Royals player to win the award, Perez has spent his entire 13-year career in Kansas City, where he donates his time and money to many areas, from local police to childhood cancer and ALS, and a $1 million donation to the Urban Youth Academy. Salvador Perez has also assisted immeasurably in his native Venezuela and Colombia. He owns a youth baseball league in Valencia, Venezuela, which gives free equipment to 220 kids that play and get an education in the game. Perez has also given financial aid to 10,000 local families from his hometown, where he delivers food and supplies to 2,000 homes annually. Jared Max, Fox News.
Well, he's an elite baseball player, and he's an elite human being, too.
Sure is.
Salvador Perez wins the Roberto Clemente Award for Philanthropy from Major League Baseball. High school boys soccer, we're into the regional play. Got an upset last night. Cape and Mount Carmel wins on the road at Newton 3-1. Cape and boys soccer advancing into the regional championship game with a record of 9-6-2 on the season. Andover pulled off an upset too. Andover wins on the road at Hutchinson 4-3. The game was 0-0 after overtime, and Andover won it 4-3 on penalty kicks. Andover advancing into the regional championship game in boys soccer. Surprise there, winning on the road at Hutchinson. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Houston Rockets went on the road at San Antonio, beat the Spurs 106-101 in the starting lineup for the Rockets. Former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet, 11 points, 9 assists. He made 3 three-pointers. Rockets have won 2 out of 3 early on in the season. The Denver Nuggets went on the road at Toronto, beat the Raptors 127-125 in overtime. After an 0-2 start, the Nuggets get their first win of the season. In the starting lineup for the Nuggets, former Kansas Jayhawk Christian Brown, 17 points and 4 rebounds. He was 5 of 7 shooting from 2-point range and 4 of 4 at the free throw line. Nuggets get their first win. Former Jayhawk Christian Brown helping out things there. And that's sports with Stephen Ted on KNSS.
8:21 now, Stephen Ted of the morning here. And coming up, we've got the Hannity Morning Minute. It's all about power, says Sean. That's on the way. Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS.